Time to talk some racing with Adam Pengilly. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Race scheduling, always a touchy subject, but could be forced on particularly Racing Victoria this year. The Melbourne Cup Carnival, the VRC said no. The Cup Week is Cup Week, but the Cox Plate and the Caulfield Cup, could they move to November?
The drums are beating, Jared. The drums are beating. There's certainly some speculation and some discussions behind the scenes whether it would be prudent to move the Caulfield Cup Carnival and the Cox Plate to later in November, just given the clash with the AFL finals all throughout October. Now, the one thing is set in stone, as you mentioned, the VRC have said no, Melbourne Cup Week is Melbourne Cup Week. The Melbourne Cup will be run on the first Tuesday in November. It will take up that first week in November. But could we possibly see the Caulfield Cup and Cox Plate run after the Melbourne Cup? We know that November, or in my opinion, November is the perfect real estate for Australian sport to have something in the headlines, and racing could take it over. We usually have a bit of cricket. International cricket usually starts around November. There's a lot of doubt around the T20 World Cup this year. There's maybe a little bit of golf, couple of Australian golf tournaments on the scene. But apart from that, there's not a lot there to sort of whet the appetite. So I think if it's ever going to happen, a change maybe just for 1 year, this will be the year, obviously. I personally would love to see the Caulfield Cup and Cox Plate run potentially after the Melbourne Cup later in November.
What about a lot of the trainers, though, Adam? Wouldn't they want their horses to, if they're qualified, of course, to run in a Caulfield Cup to get them ready for a Melbourne Cup or to qualify for a Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, it's a very good point, Laurie. That's right. And this is why the decision probably needs to be made in the next few weeks, because the trainers need to program their horses and get the scheduling right. A lot of these horses are coming back into work in the next couple of weeks, so it's a long, slow build-up to the spring. Yes, you're right. The Caulfield Cup has traditionally been the main platform leading up to the Melbourne Cup. Bowen Declare came through the race last year and then went on to win the Melbourne Cup. But apart from that, no winner from the Melbourne Cup had actually run in the Caulfield Cup for about a decade. So it's not the go-to lead-up race for the Melbourne Cup as maybe what it has been in previous years. Maybe it's the long cup. I'm not sure. There's a lot of water to go under the bridge with his programming. But if you wanted eyeballs on your racing product, I think November is there for the taking at the moment.
Couldn't agree more. Stradbroke weights are out, trekking to carry 58.
Yeah, he's got 58 kilos, Jerry, which is no great surprise, a defending champion there after his Goodwood win. Santa Ana Lane's got 58.5. Isn't it amazing just to go through this order of entry at the moment? James Cummings has got 7 of the top 16 at the moment in the order of entry. Now, he's got to whittle down his team. He's going to send north for the Stradbroke. I doubt he'll probably send all 7 at this stage, but he's got a lot of horses well-placed to run well in his Stradbroke in a few weeks' time. Will still be number one seed. Kemantari, he's there and thereabouts, isn't he? He'll probably run on a nice race on the weekend. He'll do well if he can get the job done. And obviously, Savatiano's there to pry, best of day. Life of Godolphin's there as well, home of the Brave, and Ranier. So an embarrassment of riches at the moment for Godolphin and James Cummings in particular. I'll wait and see what he comes up with his final team heading north for Brisbane and the Stradbroke.
Adam, Opie Bossom no longer coming to Australia. A lot of talk about that permanent switch not happening.
Yeah, there was Clarkey. He's been weighing it up fairly significantly, I think, the last few weeks about whether to make the permanent move across to Australia and take advantage of a lot of opportunities he's gathered in the last few weeks. We know that he came over here and stayed for the Sydney Autumn Carnival, left his family behind and went into that quarantine and had a really successful Autumn Carnival. But he's decided he wants to stay back in New Zealand and be the number one rider or retained rider for Tiakau Racing. Now, Tiakau Racing have been considering setting up their own sort of Australian base, potentially down in Melbourne, to have some horses come over to a permanent setup when they race in some of the bigger prize money races in Australia. So I think that might have been part of Opie's thinking as well. But no, he signed on to stay with Tiakau for another 12 months over there in New Zealand.
Adam and Ben Bellin facing charges for betting. There's a hearing today.
Yeah, directions hearing today, Jared. So we'll get some more guidance about how that's going to play out in the coming months. The one thing we do know is we just do not want this dragging on deep into the spring carnival. I know the Victorian Racing Tribunal's got a bit of a backlog of cases, I think, down there at the moment. They hear, obviously, cases across all three codes. But it'll be a PR disaster if Ben Mellon brought in some of the big races, the Cox Plate, Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup, throughout the spring carnival. He's still got these charges hanging over his head. So let's hope for all concerned we can get it wrapped up sooner rather than later and get a decision either way.
Good on you, Adam. Have a great day, mate.
You too, boys.